Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Wellness coach and educator Pat Dively was in Dublin recently to launch his book Shadow Work, which has remained in the top 10 best-selling books in the country ever since. Shadow Work is a powerful read taking you on a journey through the so-called negative traits and emotions, which we often shy away from, tackling shame and ultimately turning pain into power. I was delighted to be asked to interview Pat on the night, and before the audience spilled into the Sugar Club and we took to the stage, I grabbed a couple of moments with the man himself.
In simple terms, we would say the shadow is any aspect of ourselves that we struggle to be with or we struggle to love. A more definitive answer maybe, or a more complex answer, would be we've all learned throughout our lives who we need to be safe and to be loved. Anything that's rejected or shamed or ridiculed typically we'll put into our shadow, so it gets hidden away. It's almost like the basement of your psyche. You know, you put your sadness there, your anger there, maybe aspects of your sexuality there. Anything that at some point you learned was unlovable will have gone into shadow. And the idea of doing this type of work is that we think it goes away, but really it just takes on a life of its own. It's like the monster in the basement that isn't being looked after. And my approach is, if we can turn toward these parts of ourselves and actually make a bit of space for them, they're not as scary as we think, they're not as ugly as we think, and they're actually all holding gifts that maybe we've forgotten about. And one analogy I love was, there was a famous psychologist called John Wellwood, and he said it's like we're born into a castle that has 1,000 rooms, and behind each door there's a beautiful gift, but we start getting these messages of, don't go in there, don't go in there, that's not appropriate, don't go in there. And then we wake up at 30 and we think we're in a 2-bedroom dimly lit apartment, and we forget that, wow, there's so much more to us than what we think there is. So the book is about reclaiming the aspects that at some point we were told were unlovable, and seeing that everything's got its place. It's just about context. A child is very black and white, you know, anger is good or bad, sadness is good or bad, boys don't cry, so you hide that part of yourself. But then you become the man in your 40s who can't connect emotionally because you've shut that part down for so long. So that's the work.
And where are you on this journey personally?
Enlightened. I'm on this journey all the time working on this stuff. I think I've always been highly sensitive. You know, I was always quite emotional maybe, and I learned a lot of ways of numbing that or suppressing that, whether it was overworking or it was alcohol or it was any form of distraction to kind of not have to feel the intensity of feelings. And so I'm trying to allow myself more and more all the time. I think they say we teach what we need the most, so I teach this stuff because I need to remember. I'm a lot more accepting of myself. You talk about the fitness book that I wrote 15 years ago. I was like in my early 20s, and I think I had so much judgment on myself and who I needed to be in the world. And I always thought success would quieten all my insecurities, and I had a lot of success in my 20s, and it just made me more insecure because people were looking at me as someone who had the answers, and I was thinking, I don't know what I'm doing here, you know. So I'm a lot more accepting of myself. I'm a lot more accepting of others. That's kind of the other piece that comes from doing this, is when you understand your own wounds, suddenly, you know, the person who annoys you at work, there's a different context to it because you recognize they've got their stuff going on. So it's about humanizing ourselves and humanizing others. So I'm a work in progress.
You actually sent me off on quite a health and wellness journey. And I'm saying this now because I might not say it on stage when we're talking, because it's about you, it's not about me. You had posted that you got fitness photographs taken. And I was like, I want fitness photographs. And that was what I originally set out to do, but I ended up going completely in the opposite direction. But ultimately my goal was to end with these ripped photographs, and I spent a year exploring what is true health and wellness, and I kind of let go of all that by the end of it. And it was really interesting, but you were the spark, and with the way you're talking it seems like you went on a similar journey. It's not that you turn your back on being fit, healthy, strong, but your motivation is coming from a different place.
Yeah, I went in so many directions. I think I often say to people I ran every direction I could apart from back toward myself. Like in my 20s I ran marathons, I ran 24-hour adventure races, I did fitness photo shoots, Yeah, there were so many ways. You know, I talk about the idea that a lot of us come from a place of wounding, where the underlying energy of the things that we do is that there's something wrong with me, but if I do this thing, I'll be lovable or I'll be enough. I think a lot of people are coming from that energy. I think I mentioned it in a newspaper the other day, that I think the world in many ways is ran by boys that never grew up, that are now wearing suits and trying to prove to their dead fathers that they were enough because they never believed they were enough. That's what we're dealing with a lot of like leaders in the West, quote unquote leaders. And the other way of coming is from a place of worth. So when you do your work and you lean towards yourself and you make peace with yourself, I think you can just come from a different place. And sometimes you can do the same things. Like one person can run a marathon to try and cover up their insecurities. Another person runs the marathon because they just want to see what their body can do and they're excited by it. So it's not what you do, it's how you do it, I suppose.
Pat Dively there on his book, Shadow Work. And I also nabbed some of the members of the audience on their way out home to ask what had brought them to the launch.
I was part of Pat's journaling and meditation group a couple of years back and have followed his journey along the way and was excited to see him here tonight.
Even on the way in, we were talking about things to do with changing careers. I've been at home for 10 years now and I need to go back out there and facing into that uncomfortable space. You know what he said about diving in and opening up your kind of the opportunities presenting themselves to you. And the other thing that I thought was very relevant, because we both have lads who are 21, 22, and my husband is big into, you know, he starts every conversation, well, when I was your age, I thought it was very funny. Well, actually, not funny. I thought it was a very wise thing that he says, you know, would you like my advice? Whether it's with your child or with your friend, rather than diving in there. And in my own family, in-laws, we have this standard joke because we all went through a phase where everyone, whenever we get together and you'd say something that was bothering you or a decision you had to make, and the default setting from all of my in-laws would be, well, here, wait till I tell you now what I think you should do.
I think when Pat explains it, it's very relatable, and even though you've dived into the shadows, like, there's constantly stuff coming up, so it kind of encourages you, like, to check yourself all the time. And like be constantly like, do I need to move to the next level or am I okay where I am? Is it enough? So I think it's really interesting. Now, obviously, I haven't read the book, but I know from doing shadow work, like when you're looking at like accepting yourself and your situation and where you're at in life.
Shadow Work by Pat Dively is available in bookstores now.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.